Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
Hi, I'm Dalvet Quince. One way to help manage type 2 diabetes is to regularly exercise. My exercise program can help get you into a routine that works for you. Keep in mind, managing blood sugar also takes the right
diet. Hi, I'm celebrity chef Franklin Becker. Ever since I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I've adapted my cooking style without sacrificing flavor. If you want to learn more tips about diet
and exercise,
visit mytype2transformation.com.
You lather, rinse, moisturize, repeat, and repeat. But it never feels like enough. It's not your products. It's your water. Hard water leaves a mineral residue that clogs pores and dries out hair. Culligan water softeners remove damaging minerals, revitalizing brittle hair and dry skin. Upgrade your shower and skincare routine with Culligan. Water you love.
Hey everybody, Senior Radio Buffalo is proud to present National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee and Western New York's senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness, and before I start the show today, I'd just like to say that I was honestly honored and truly humbled to be inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. So I'm definitely not a movie critic. However, today I'd like to talk about a motion picture that many of you have probably seen. It's called The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And it's about a person who actually ages in reverse. And we're going to talk about age reversal coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon mostly sunny skies with a high of 67. Tonight clear to partly cloudy. The northern lights may be visible with a low of 48. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy and breezy. A couple of afternoon showers and a thunderstorm. Gusty winds and small hail can accompany any thunderstorm with a high of 73. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 51. On Monday, a shower in spots in the morning, otherwise breezy and cooler with intervals of clouds and sun, high 62. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
Right now, fair skies, 62 degrees in Buffalo.
The following program is paid for by Senior Radio. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hi, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you. It is Senior Radio Buffalo time, so grab a cup of coffee, sit back, because you know you're going to be entertained and you're going to learn something as well. And that's what I just love about this show. So many wonderful people cross our path in life, and so many have a wealth of knowledge and information to pass on to us. And that's why we love this hour of the day with you. Here's something fun to know. Pajamas originated in England. They evolved from nightgowns during World War I, so people could run outside immediately during an air raid and not trip over a long nightgown. And I think the word pajama is either Indian or Turkish, because they would have pants with a tunic over them. So they just took the name from it. But that's where pajamas came from. Isn't that interesting? Fun stuff. You know, if lifelong learning is your thing, you have tuned into the right show, because Carrie Peake is with us, and Carrie is the director of the Cheektowaga Senior Services. And let me tell you, they're constantly learning over in Cheektowaga. They're learning at all of our senior centers. Our senior centers are incredible places. Whether you want physical activity, you want mental activity, you want to travel, you want to be with like-minded people, meet some old friends from school. They're there waiting for you. New friends, re-meet old friends, and get going. Carrie, it's great to have you back on the show. You're a wealth of information that we really need.
Thank you, Linda. It's good to be here today. Yes, I think at the senior centers, these are probably one of our favorite things, because this gets our seniors in the door who may not have otherwise come. Our classes, and I'll use our University Express class, one of our near and dear programs that we partner with Erie County Senior Services, is probably the top, because lots of senior centers in our area offer it. So no matter where you live, you can get to a class. And ultimately, the topics are, and I tell you, I'm not even kidding, everything from soup to nuts. If you're a history buff, if you're a techie, if you're someone that wants to learn just oddball things. I attended a class on the history of bourbon in Buffalo, sat in on that class. I've had classes on herbal remedies. I've sat in on classes that have things to do with sports figures in Buffalo. How do the roads in our city get named? How do we do, you know, it's fascinating to me. And we bring in instructors that have been college professors, high school teachers, librarians, or really just people that are passionate about their subject matter. We have a gentleman who belongs to our center. He's a card-carrying member. He's also one of our star volunteers, but he's also one of the instructors for University Express. He used to work at a local, he used to work at Rich Products. Mm-hmm. He was their science guy. He made sure they knew when food was past its deadline, so to speak. And he's like the germ guy. So I went to his class to learn, how do I teach my husband that expiration dates on products really do mean something, right? It's important, right? So we're not eating things that we shouldn't. And I think if you are someone that just doesn't want to stop learning, it stretches our brain, right?
Sure.
Gets our gray matter moving again. Gives us a reason to get up in the morning and say, I'm going to learn something new today, but I'm going to purposefully do so, as opposed to just, we say, oh yeah, you're going to learn something new every day. It's kind of a cliche. But the reality is, at a senior center, that can happen all the time. And if it's not part of the University Express, and this is the hardest, is that there's seasons of it like there is for school, right? So we have semesters. So like right now in the summer, we don't have a University Express semester going on. It's mm-hmm. pretty much finished. So we have other programs at our centers, all the senior centers are offering, that are giving opportunities for our members to educate and learn things that are going to help them in their future, living their best life.
Now,
that's
our point. Would you take class over your computer?
You could, yes, through University Express. Some of them are recorded and you can watch them at your leisure. Some of them are live streamed. Some of them, it's an interactive mm-hmm. where you can do some Zoom stuff. We're doing more and more as the county links us all with this awesome technology. We're even doing intergenerational trivia, where senior centers from the whole, all around the area are playing in their own center. Like our group from Cheektowaga is in our own conference room playing against senior centers all over in their own rooms.
Oh, I love that. People
right?
are competitive.
And we're competing.
Yes,
right?
yes.
But for some of the educational pieces, yes, if you need to do it over the computer, we can also help make that happen. Not always.
Right.
We do still love the in-person
yes,
learning.
Yes, rather people
and
come in.
Truthfully, yeah. the seniors who take advantage of that, it's really helpful. And I think it's really good to know it's not, sometimes it's things that you may not have known have changed. I'll give you an example. We work with our county clerk's office when rules change. We
yes.
know we're coming to that real ID mm-hmm. deadline.
Yes,
where they all
yes.
have to
we
have
just,
the real
we just
ID,
spoke to Mickey
right?
Kearns about that.
Okay, mm-hmm. we're having them in our mm-hmm. senior center doing a clerk on the go. Most of the senior centers will be running programs like that on a regular basis. We are in touch with our local officials. We are in touch with people who are putting on educational seminars. Many senior centers open their doors for those opportunities. So it may not be something that I'm putting on with our staff at the center. It may be driven by another agency, but we're allowing them space in our building because we know it's really important for them to get that information
that
so
out fantastic.
To the older
guys.
Health screenings are another one.
Yes.
We can't possibly do enough health screenings, right? Bringing in the experts. We are going to be doing a program on bone health in the fall because we know how important that is, healthy bones to our older adults and making sure you don't have fall hazards. and things. But we're also doing, you know, basic vaccination clinics. You can come to your senior center and get all that information and all that done in one shot kind of thing. So it's a one-stop shop. There really truly is something there for everybody. And when it comes to your health and when it comes to learning, right, because we're keeping our brain healthy, you can do a ton of that at the local centers.
Yeah. So folks, in this case, we're talking to Carrie Peek, who is the director of the senior centers, senior services in Cheektowaga. That number, which you should have on speed dial, is 716-686-3930. And speaking of lifelong learning, Carrie, when the time comes, you have experts there who can help people with taxes, navigate Social Security. You've got the experts there. There's no reason. You have thought of so many different things, and you're always taking new advice from people. If people have questions about things coming up, you're there to help them.
Absolutely.
You say, tell us what it is you need.
Right.
And we're going to find that person for you.
That's exactly right. We have outreach coordinators. We're blessed in our town to have two full-time outreach coordinators who really do just that. They're case managers. They're linking seniors who need help with whatever kind of mm-hmm. help it is they need. And when we talk about learning, that's important too, right? One of the big things our outreach workers try to stress to many of our members, and we have experts coming in almost monthly, you could do it, on the scams that are affecting our older adults.
Yes.
How many guests have you had in talking about scams, talking about how people want to take advantage of our older adults? We could do one of those a week.
Mm-hmm.
Our district attorney comes in and helps us. Our attorney general comes in and helps us. Our police department comes in and helps us. We draw in all the resources. We do all the work. And as older adults, it's your job then to just come and learn
just
so that
come and
you
learn.
Can be prepared. You can be better advised. We work... winter's coming, whether we know it or not, and we have some emergency preparedness trainings that the state mm-hmm. is offering, that our county is offering, and we as senior centers open our doors to allow those kind of things. So older adults are better prepared when the weather isn't as nice as we're seeing. So I think it's really, really important to know, we can really help you with so many other things that you may never have thought about to come to the center.
And this is an important one. You've got a new support group starting, Good Grief, which I think is so important.
We do. We've had input from a lot of our members who have experienced loss. Let's be honest, it doesn't always have to be a widows or widowers group. You may have experienced loss of a friend, of a child, of a sibling. Loss is loss. It's hard. And sometimes you just need to know that there's someone else feeling the same way you're feeling, to know that it's not unusual, to know that you're not odd, right?
Mm-hmm.
To know that you really are experiencing real feelings and real emotion. And our members have said, could we have some time for us to have like just conversational, interaction, not a set script, mm-hmm. if you will. It'll be facilitated by a staff member from our center simply because we want to make sure everybody has a turn,
right?
And that things are kept organized. But the reality is it will take its path from what the members of the group decide they
mm-hmm.
need to talk about that day. And I think that that's really important, that peer support is critical. And I know other senior centers have similar things. So if not Cheektowaga, look at your own center, look at one near you, find a friend who's attending one. I always say your friends are your best resources. Pick their brain, ask them what they're doing. But that grief piece is really important to process. There's not a timeline. We all know that. It happens for each of us in a very different way. And I think our members would share those things. I think our seniors who asked for
mm-hmm.
this kind of group to come to be are the ones that they know the benefit. They've been searching different places for groups that they feel comfortable. And I'm delighted that they felt comfortable enough to come to our center staff and ask us if this is something we would host. It's
really
important.
Folks, as we know, it's wonderful that our pets are living longer, but when they pass away, that's loss too.
Absolutely.
If you have had a dog for 15 years,
mm-hmm.
that dog's a member of the family.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had a cat for 20 years, that loss is loss.
And our members would say mm-hmm. that very same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say it's important to talk about.
Right.
It's important to get those feelings
People
out.
Say, oh, just go get another one. That's...
Not for everybody.
No, no.
Not the
Can
answer
be for some
everybody.
People, but
yep.
not for everybody.
Yep.
Carrie Peek is the incredible director of Cheektowaga Senior Services, and their number over in Cheektowaga is 716-686-3930. 786-3930. You can get the other numbers for the other senior centers, 716, through this number, 686-3930. Carrie, we started talking about the lifelong learning and the fact that you have University Express, which I just love. If we've piqued somebody's interest because they had a very interesting job, can they contact the senior center about teaching one of these?
They absolutely can, and that's a great segue into that whole volunteer piece. Sometimes seniors want to come to the center because they have so much to offer.
Yes.
Our seniors teaching University Express, they're not all professors. They are seniors passionate about their topic. If that is something that interests you, you absolutely can call us. We'll connect you with the right people. Or if you know somebody who has a great, great desire to share what they know, hook them up with us. We would love to hear from them because that's how we continue to offer more all the time.
And that's who we are at this point in our life. We have that opportunity to keep learning. It keeps our brains elastic.
Absolutely.
We don't want to just do Wordle. That's fun. Okay. But we want more. We want more and more, and we should have more and more. We should build our lives so they are bursting with new friends and new experiences. Folks, not everybody gets to be a senior. We're lucky. We're a specific group, okay? And I want everybody to know the biggest, best experiences are waiting for you. They're still to happen. We want to thank Carrie Peake. She's the director of the Cheektowaga Senior Services. Your senior center is your very, very best resource. 716-686-3930. Zero is the Senior Center in Cheektowaga, and we are Senior Radio Buffalo.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. The seasons are changing and fall is here at Western New York's premier comfort and quality shoe store, SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. New styles from your favorite brands are here, including SAS, Taos, and Dansko, just to name a few. Now featuring the convenient and comfortable Kizik hands-free shoes. Step in and go to enjoy the comfort. Stop in to get properly measured and fitted with comfort and style at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at the corner of Transit Road and Main in Williamsville.
Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hi, everybody. You're back listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino here with you, always proudly on the weekend. And we're just so happy that we have such a wonderful audience. We know you folks are out there. You're traveling with us. You're listening to the show. You're asking questions. You're getting in touch with us online. And we absolutely love that. So thank you so much. We have a lot of fun on the show. We bring you a lot of great information. Even this, according to the National Association of Atmospheric, over 80% of the ocean is currently unmapped and has yet to be explored. How about that? In addition, scientists estimate that 91% of ocean-dwelling species have yet to be classified. 91% of ocean-dwelling species have yet to be classified. So we could have, you know, monsters in there. we don't know. There could be a Loch Ness monster. Right. We don't know. But we know more about the moon than we know about our own oceans. Over 80% currently unmapped and yet to be explored. So we have to be careful because we don't know what we're doing to the oceans by dumping plastics and trash in there. That ocean is the key to our existence on this planet. Anyway, interesting stuff. And when it comes to interesting stuff, there's no better guest than to have my friend, Mr. Fitness, Richard Durwald, senior consultant over at Erie County Senior Services, because Richard is a font of great information. Love, it's nice to have you back in studio.
Thank you very much, Lynn.
It's great to have you. You look wonderful, by the way.
Thank you.
And you talk to other people about not just looking good, but feeling good and what you can do that you can feel your very best today. Because as you've told me, today is the youngest you'll ever be for the rest of your life.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Right?
Yes, it is. Today is that day. And I did a series of, I think, that were very successful seminars throughout Erie County. And they were called Minimizing the Effects of Aging. And there are so many things that people can do. And we were talking before the show started, and you brought up one thing, Linda. You talked about stress.
Yeah. Yes.
Whether or not you can control that, I don't know.
Mm.
But there's bad things happen in everybody's life.
Mm-hmm.
I know about some of the things that's happened in yours, and you know things that's happened in mine. And one time I was talking to him, he said, well, you don't know what's happened to me. And I said to her, well, you don't know the things that I've been through either.
Mm-hmm.
So we all share that.
Yes.
But it's not the experience, it's how we react to it.
Correct.
And we have to really keep ourselves under control.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Our emotions under control. It's very, very important. And mental health is a really big thing. I know your son is involved in the mental health.
He is. Thank you for asking. He's a mental health therapist.
I know.
On a college campus down close to New York. Yeah, and they didn't have this when I went to college or even high school. They now have mental health therapists available for the kids and for the teens. They have their mental health therapists so that everybody has access to getting great information when they struggle. And I think that's wonderful.
So do I.
Yeah.
I wish to heck I had.
Right?
And even when my mother and dad were sick, it was before I started in senior services. I started there early. I was 62 when I started.
Just
I
a
retired
baby.
Retired at 80. I was a babe in the woods. But you learn so much working at senior services.
I bet you do.
You learned about caregiving because sometimes you think you're the only person, you know, who was going through what you're going through at that time. And there's literally millions of people going through it.
Absolutely.
The one thing I don't understand, we have a great emphasis now on mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting off the subject a little bit. I'm going to get right back on it, Linda. But I heard yesterday that over 50,000 people a year commit suicide.
You know, I understand that that is true, and also that we lose something like 20 veterans to suicide, like every day, if you can believe that.
Wow.
That's amazing around the country. How sad is that?
Yes. Very, very sad.
Yeah.
Very,
suicide.
Very sad.
Amazing.
I've thought about killing other people, but never myself. But let's talk about minimizing the effects of aging.
Yeah, let's.
And you really can. And I guess we were right in talking about stress because we got to keep it under control.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a member of my family, and I do stop and visit her. But she's living 30 years ago, and she's holding grudges against people.
Mm-hmm.
And she's ruining all this part of her life.
Right.
She could be living a good, full, great life. And instead, she's ruining her physical health.
Yes.
Her physical health has declined significantly.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go in there, I hope and pray that we're going to get a different conversation. But we don't. Reliving what so-and-so said and what this person did.
It just keeps grinding over and over in their head, right?
She's embracing the negativity.
You. Yes.
And please don't do that. I'm talking to the people now out there. Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
My God. You know, and then we're going to move on to some of the things. Yeah. You know, Linda, that I invented those wrestling action figures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did. They paid me $10,000. Anybody can go into Walmart or anywhere and see these action figures. They paid me $10,000. The first year, I should have gotten $3.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
If I let that eat away at me,
I wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't be here. I'd be long gone. Mm-hmm. So negativity is a big, and it's something that you can't teach.
No.
Unfortunately, I would love to be able to. I'm also talking about supplements. And any dietitian, we have many dietitians, and they are excellent, and most of them have master's degrees. Mm-hmm. We do, however, part ways on supplements. Because they say if you eat a healthy diet, well, at one time we did a segment on a healthy diet, mm-hmm. if you recall. Mm-hmm. The food pyramid has changed many, many times. Mm-hmm. And now, in fact, they don't even push at anything. They have this thing called My Plate.
Yeah.
So what is a healthy diet? We were fooled about the no-fat. And one story I'll tell you, a medical professional, I was doing a health fair. And there was some, I think a hospital was next to me. And she came over to me and said, oh, you look like you're in pretty good shape. This was years ago. And I said, well, thank you. You know, she says, you know, she had an advanced degree in medicine. I'm not going to even give you her position. I've been on this grapefruit diet, she says. And, you know, I don't think in my mind, she says, I'm breaking out all over. I says, you're on a grapefruit diet. I mean, it'd be the last person in the world that you'd ever think would be on these fad diets.
Right.
And people buy into this stuff.
They do. Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. And another thing I don't like today, and I tell the older people that there's an answer to everything on the internet now. They can cure cancer. They can see, I'm an alternative guy, mm-hmm. but somebody, they're following the money right now. They're on the money train.
Right.
Telling people that they can cure cancer, they can cure arthritis, they can no. Stop that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm surprised they're not cracking down on them because some of these people have an MD after their name, mm-hmm. and I have no idea.
Well, through proper treatment and following a certain discipline of medicine, you can cure some cancers. We know that.
Oh, yes.
Surgery will cure it. Some radiation will cure it. But there's an awful lot we cannot cure.
That's right.
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 Don't believe this umbrella theory that we can cure everything.
Exactly.
We have to do our part to make sure we're not contributing to getting the cancer and to getting the bad things that are out there.
There are so many innovations now. I mean, you know, if you've been born when I was born, 1935, I mean, I remember when the milkman still had a horse. Now the milkman's gone.
Yeah. My dad was a milkman.
Yeah. Oh, was he really?
He had a truck, but he was a milkman.
Oh, yeah, a truck. Yeah. He was modern.
Yeah. And yes. would actually bring the milk to the house. Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing, right, folks?
And we talk about people who aren't aging.
Yeah.
We talk about the blue zones.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah, which is a very interesting subject.
Interesting.
I think in Loma Linda, California, you have the Seventh-day Adventists out there. Now, they don't drink anything stimulating. It's my understanding that they don't even drink Pepsi or they don't drink coffee or.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they have the best mental health.
I can believe that.
I mean, yeah, so
can I. There's an awful lot of sugar and that kind of stuff that you just mentioned. Listen, we're going to have to stop there because out of time. But when you come back, we're going to talk more about minimizing the effects of aging and even age reversal.
Right.
So Richard Durwalt, he's got it all for us here on Senior Radio, folks. We are glad you're listening and joining us every Saturday here on WBEN.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. The seasons are changing and fall is here at Western New York's premier comfort and quality shoe store, SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. New styles from your favorite brands are here, including SAS, Taos, and Dansko, just to name a few. Now featuring the convenient and comfortable Kizik hands-free shoes. Step in and go to enjoy the comfort. Stop in to get properly measured and fitted with comfort and style at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at the corner of Transit Road and Main in Williamsville.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Everything's 20 minutes away in Buffalo, right?
Got a major problem right now. The center lane is blocked. It looks like it's going to be blocked for a while. We'll keep an eye on this one for you.
Alan Harris is the extra set of eyes you need in WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command.
We got a major backup right now. It's backing up about 3-4 exits on the expressway. I don't know how long it's going to take to
beat the slowdowns by getting notifications to your phone from Alan in WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command.
Taking a check of the bridges right now. Everything seems to be doing okay. No delays are being reported, so that's good news.
On air and on your phone when you need it. WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew. In preparation for the Ralph Wilson Park Bridge that will be installed tonight, all northbound and southbound lanes on the I-190 between exits 8 and 9 will be closed starting at 9 p.m. The southbound detour will divert traffic from the I-190 at exit 9, Porter Avenue, and the northbound detour will divert traffic from the I-190 at exit 8, Virginia Street. All lanes are expected to be reopened at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Travelers should expect delays and are asked to avoid this area if possible. And the Ralph Wilson Park, including the 4th Street side of the park, will be completely closed to the public starting at 10 p.m. tonight and will reopen tomorrow morning. Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center is receiving $7.7 million in federal funding to renovate the newly integrated biobank, Roswell Park Biorepository. The money will allow Roswell to add new features like automated ultra-low temperature freezers that store samples for patients. Congressman Tim Kennedy says this will position Roswell to be at the cutting edge of studying and preventing cancer. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
At the opening of today's show, I talked about the movie, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It's about a person who aged in reverse. That is, he became younger as time went on. Since the beginning of time, mankind has searched for the key to obtaining eternal youth. I have more than 70 years experience in the field of fitness, and I have learned many lifestyle habits that will minimize the effects of aging. And I'm not the only one. Being in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, I joined some real fitness pioneers, one of them being Jack LaLanne, who I think everybody listening to this show knows. The other was a fellow by the name of Bernard McFadden, which I'm sure most people don't know. McFadden constantly proved that age is just a number. For example, when he was approaching age 90, he performed physical feats such as skydiving out of an airplane and often showing his incredible athletic ability by jumping over the nets on various tennis courts. A little known fact is that McFadden wrote several papers on the subject of age reversal, and I was fortunate enough to actually obtain these very rare papers. Utilizing my own personal life experience and the information that I've gathered from the McFadden papers, I'm now about to start our own series on age reversal.
If you're interested in the Mr. Fitness Age Reversal series, you'll find out more on upcoming episodes of Senior Radio Buffalo, as well as upcoming video presentations and live events made possible by Erie County Senior Services. For more information, call 716-858-8526. That's 858-8526.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hi, everyone. Senior Radio Buffalo is on the air. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and always we try to bring you news you can use and interesting stuff going on. If you're like me, you're always looking to travel, but when was the last time you looked at your license or you looked at your passport for expiration dates? I will say this, and I will say it again and again. If you're within 6 months or a year of having your passport expire, you really need to get that redone, okay? Because they will not let you book an overseas trip if you only have a few months left on your passport. It doesn't matter that you'll be back before it expires. They want to see that already, making sure that you have that. Now, if you have a passport that's not expired, and that's great, but let's say you have a standard New York State driver's license, you have to address this now, because right now, with 1 year to go, the deadline, of course, is May 7th, 2025. You need to have a real ID that is different from a standard driver's license. In fact, As far as a driver's license is concerned, you have, as Mickey tells me, a standard. Number two, you can opt for a real ID, which is what we have to have by May 7th, 2025, a hard date, okay? No, well, I'm going to get it next week. Ticket, May 7th, 2025. Or the best one you can get of all is an enhanced driver's license. $30 extra, but let me tell you, it's going to be the answer to all the headaches you could encounter down the road, an enhanced driver's license. Mickey Kearns is back in studio. We're going to talk about the difference of all three and why I think, Mickey, just go for the enhanced.
You go for the enhanced because many people, I encourage people not to carry their passport. Most of the fraud we see when we work with the, our agency, the State Department, is people leaving passports in their vehicles. A car gets stolen. It really causes a lot of problems. The enhanced will get you across into Canada, to our friends to the north, and whether we're going to Niagara on the Lake, I love Niagara on the Lake, or to Niagara Falls, it's just a beautiful opportunity to visit our friends to the north. If you have the enhanced, you'll be able to get across the border, Linda.
Okay, that's the license they want to see crossing the border. Also, folks, again, May 7th, 2025, you have to have a real ID. And what's good is that even if you're not a driver, through our Erie County Auto Bureau, you can get an ID for non-drivers. Is that also a real ID?
That's also, you can get a enhanced non-driver's license. So you may want to go with your friends, once again, over the border.
Mm-hmm.
You don't drive anymore. You may have given up your driver's license. We can help you get an enhanced non-driver ID that also can be used, as you stated, May 7th, 2025, to board a plane domestically. People don't think about maybe, you know, around Christmas time, they may jump on a plane for the day and go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
You will need a real ID to do that. You may have friends in Florida.
Right.
That you just jumped on a plane. You really didn't think about it. You sort of set it and forget it. You booked it with one of the local airlines. And guess what? If you do not have that real ID, Linda, you are not getting on a plane.
Now, Mickey, if you have had your license renewed really in just the past few months, is that already a real ID?
It depends. You could have renewed if you had a standard driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
We were just at an event yesterday, and we receive that question all the time. If you renew, you can come in, even though you've renewed your license, you will get a credit for that. But there will be, as you stated, a $30 payment. You do not lose any time. So if you say, well, my ID isn't up until May of 2025, I'm just going to wait. If you are proactive, which we encourage, because there are hundreds of thousands of people that have a driver's license in Erie County, we're being proactive. We're being prepared. We're encouraging people that, you know, hopefully we won't have long lines at that time based on procrastination. But you will not lose any of those 8 years that you pay for. You always will get a credit for that. And in many instances, for example, I was recently married about a year ago. My wife had a name change. So if she would have went in, that would have cost $12.
Mm-hmm.
And then if she waited until her license was renewed for an upgrade, an amendment to her license, that would be an additional $30. So now we're up to $42. Then, if next year she waited until May to renew her enhanced driver's license, that would have been an additional
$94.50. Oh, wow.
Look, I'm very proactive, I'm very frugal, but look, we want to save our seniors some money. So it's better to do it all at once.
Do it now.
Do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Just get it done, get it over with. Then you'll have one payment of $94.50. It'll be done. You can keep your passport in a lockbox. And once again, you stated, if you need passport services right next to the Auto Bureau at our Southgate facility, you can walk in and we can help renew your passport, get you a new passport. Whatever questions you have, we've got a great partnership with the passport agency, the State Department. So once
again, you got an award for that. And I know I've used their office. They deserve the award. They'll take your picture and everything.
Yeah, the Bureau of Consular Affairs recognized our office for a leadership award. Second time, I'm so proud of our staff. Over 161% increase in traffic. And Linda, that's money for our taxpayers. Mm-hmm. You know, that's
Absolutely.
Money that helps
Absolutely.
So we don't have to dig into their pockets.
So if you want to know if you already have a real ID, okay, look for a star or a U.S. flag on your current driver's license.
Correct.
The last license I saw that had one, it was in the bottom right-hand corner. Do not do this if you're driving, okay?
Yes,
wait,
please.
Please,
please
wait.
Don't do that.
Okay, before you pop it out of your wallet. If there's no flag there, okay, on the front of the license, that is not a real ID. So you probably, like I did, or I do, have a standard license. You need to get the real ID, or three, you need the enhanced license. That's a $30 extra. You must have a real ID. Now, I just went and got my passport renewed, and I asked to purchase also a passport card. That passport card in my wallet will serve as a real ID.
Correct.
If I want to just cross the border or go somewhere by water, not by air, I would still need my passport
to do that. You need the
passport
book mm-hmm. in order to fly. And remember, you mentioned the enhanced driver's license. That's going to be the flag. Only United States citizens can get the enhanced driver's license, and then the real ID is the star. But it's important, and I know we're going to talk about is original documents.
Yes.
So we still have time.
What do you bring with you to get this? Right.
What do you bring? And once again, we have that number, that 858-8864 number, mm-hmm. where you can call and get a live person. Ask them those questions. Original birth certificate, Social Security card. Now, if you get married or you have a name change, it could be divorce, you need to show where that name has changed. So sometimes there is additional work. You may have to, we'll use the example, I was born at Mercy Hospital. My birth certificate is at the City of Buffalo Clerk's Office at City Hall. They've got a great opportunity. You could probably go to the website, and you don't have to go down there, and you can order a birth certificate. But you need an original birth certificate, original identification. I know the churches or the hospitals, they got those cute, baby birth certificates
yeah.
with the foot on there or the hand on there. That's not going to cut it.
okay?
It's not going to cut it. This is a federal ID. And so we want to help you. We want you to be prepared. And I always use the analogy, it only takes that one person who's not prepared that could sort of hold up everyone else.
And remember, everybody, by May 7th, 2025, if you're an American above the age of 18 and traveling by air within the U.S., whether it's for business or leisure, you will need a real ID-compliant driver's license or another acceptable form of ID to get through air travel security checkpoints and board your flight. One question, Mickey, what if you're under 18? You want to bring the family to Ireland or whatever?
You can get that. I just had a question the other day. Many times the airlines will accept birth certificates. They're pretty good about that. But I encourage everyone, I do outreach. I have a brother who was born mentally retarded, hydrocephalic. Our disability community, if you're listening, here's two things I can say. One, you have the right to vote. I remember being in the assembly, and I took my brother to go vote, and they said, he's not registered. And I said, well, he has every right to be registered. If you have someone in your family who is disabled, they also have a right to identification.
Mm-hmm.
And we do outreaches all the time. I just had a young lady, unfortunately, come from the Buffalo Psychiatric Center. We helped her get that non-driver ID. It's important for everyone to have that identification. And if someone has a disability, they need it. You just don't know when they're going to need it or when they're going to need to travel, admittance into hospital. So there's so many different things where now we are an information society. Your identification is who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So this real ID is important. And remember, original documents. And don't come in if you don't have to. The other thing, Linda, is, I'm very proud to say we have Saturday hours
yes.
at our Southgate facility. We're open from 9 to 1. We're also at the Eastern Hills Mall. I'm very proud of this story. We got evicted, and we wouldn't leave. And now they're stuck with us.
I love it. I love that office.
Yeah,
that's a great office.
Great office.
I don't want to go downtown.
And
I'd rather go there.
It's a great office. And right by Duff's, we're right behind Duff's.
Oh, great.
And there's
stop
so
and
many
get a meal.
New opportunities there. But we're there on Saturdays, and we get people from Syracuse, Rochester, Monroe County.
That's what I was going to ask. My son is now living in New York. When he comes home for a visit, can he come to
yes.
your office and get his documentation
We've
updated?
Had some other celebrities come in. Our staff gets very excited when these celebrities come in from New York. You know, Timothy Clark, who heads up our film commission, does a great job.
You got 1 minute, Mickey. Go ahead.
And just want to give kudos to Tim. Yeah. We're doing so many movies now that these movie stars are coming in and they're like, literally, we're going to come to Buffalo instead of renewing in New York.
Right.
It's so efficient.
So much easier.
And the people are so nice. So
right.
Thank you, Tim, for the great job. And thank you for bringing us some customers.
Yeah, it's like our airport. People love flying in and out of Buffalo because when you think of the alternative, it's either JFK or LaGuardia. It's like a headache. You know, Newark? No, Buffalo is great. Mickey, this is great. Okay, everybody. Real ID. You need to have it if you're above the age of 18. And a lot of our listeners are. Okay. By May 7th, 2025, if you're an American above the age of 18 and traveling by air within the U.S., or whether it's for business or leisure, you need a Real ID compliant driver's license or another form of acceptable ID to get through air travel security checkpoints and board your flight. We'll talk more about it with Mickey Kearns here on Senior Radio.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. The seasons are changing and fall is here at Western New York's premier comfort and quality shoe store, SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. New styles from your favorite brands are here, including SAS, Taos, and Dansko, just to name a few. Now featuring the convenient and comfortable Kizik hands-free shoes. Step in and go to enjoy the comfort. Stop in to get properly measured and fitted with comfort and style at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at the corner of Transit Road and Main in Williamsville.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Linda again here on Senior Radio Buffalo, always talking about things that make a huge difference in your life, which is why we love this show and we're enjoying doing it every week. Hey, folks, take a look at the calendar because something very important is coming up just a little bit later this month. October 15th begins the annual enrollment period for Medicare. Now, this means you can review your plan to add, drop, or switch your Medicare coverage. And any plan change will become effective January 1st of the following year. Now, what you want to do to make sure you're ready for this and that you have exactly the coverage you want is to visit your local Clarity Group office. These wonderful licensed agents are here all year round to walk you through the process, whether you would like to explore other plans because you think maybe you can do better, or maybe take a good look at the plan you've got because you're already getting messaging that things are changing on your plan this year. We can't possibly know everything that's going on with Medicare, but these wonderful, educated people do, and they really can take all the stress out of you picking your plan. Once again, that annual enrollment period starts October 15th, but you want to get in there and make an appointment now so you can maybe pick up some fresh material, be thinking of things, and actually sit down with your Clarity Group agent and start to think about what January 1st, right into 2025 now, will look like for you Medicare-wise. We're thrilled because Sally Steyer is back from Clarity Group. She is the president. Karen Olson is our vice president. These ladies do an awesome job running five different offices around Western New York and staffing them all year round. So you don't have to rely on a TV commercial where they're saying you're going to get money back and that really doesn't pertain to you. These ladies and their staff know. So welcome back, folks. It's great to have you back. It's almost here, and that means your offices are getting busy, right, Sally?
That's right. It's that time of year. It's our favorite time of year. We're a little crazy that way. But so, we're onto the Medicare annual enrollment time is starting on the 15th. But we've been able to share the information about 2025 since the 1st.
Nice.
So you can come in now and we can still review everything with you. The only thing we can't do until the 15th is to actually take an application to make a change.
Okay.
But there's no reason why we can't tell you everything about it right now so that you're prepared. So we're always recommending that everybody come in. Bring your current list of prescriptions, bring your doctor list, all those things so that we can let you know what's going to work for you next year, because there are some changes, and especially in the prescription, and we want to make sure you're still going to get your prescriptions covered because things have changed as far as the annual limit, that some of the companies have moved the tiers around, even taken some drugs off of their formulary. So you really want to be careful on that and make sure you have the plan that's going to be the best option for you.
Karen, what's the percentage of people who change versus just want to know what their plan says and stay with it?
Well, I can tell you that in the past, the folks that are eligible for Medicare are already in a plan, 30% of those folks would take the time to revisit and shop around.
Mm-hmm.
This year, 70%.
Wow.
Because of the Inflation Reduction Act, mm-hmm. and the changes that are coming about for the drug stages. So we've been told 70% of Medicare eligibles will be shopping around or revisiting their plan just to understand how it's going to work for next year. You don't have to make a change. Mm-hmm. If you like your carrier, if you like the plan you've been in, and you're okay with the changes, we'll explain how they'll work. You don't have to make a plan change. You just stay in it.
If you're thinking, okay, well, I don't have to do anything, and you stay with it, guess what? By January 1st, when this period is over, whether you want it now, you get a different diagnosis, you're going to get that same plan without having the benefit of making a change.
Right. You do want to look at it.
Yes.
I mean, we advise that all the time. Just, come in and talk to us even for a half hour. Just let us explain how your plan's going to work. The most important thing for you to do is keep an eye on your mail. You should have received your ANOC. It's the annual notice of change. And that just tells you the changes that are happening for your plan in 2025. You can bring that in with you. We'll show you the new plan for 2025. We'll lay out the enrollment book, and just show you all the different parts and components of the plan. And if you want to look at a couple other options, we'll take a look at your drugs, your doctors, and we'll show you some other options and then make a decision if you want to stay with it or make a change.
Listen, folks, if you even think you want to stay with what you have, I was like you, okay? But when I sat down and spoke with my Clarity Group agent, I didn't realize other things were available. I got told, well, did you know this exists? And did you know if you change over to this, this is going to cost you less? Sally, it was amazing what I learned and what we were able to save, thinking I would just stay with what I had and, not make any waves.
Right. And so many people think that. They're like, oh, look at this. My plan hasn't changed that much. Because like I said, that annual notice that you receive tells you what's changing on your plan, but it doesn't tell you what all the other choices are.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to find that out. Because even if your plan is great, there might be something that's just a little bit better for you.
Right.
Or maybe has something in it that your old plan didn't. You always want to know that, what's changing on your plan. And like you've mentioned in the past, our services are free.
Free, folks. Free.
Yeah,
complimentary.
So So why not take advantage and have somebody review your plan with you?
Right.
It's so hard to like understand all these things yourself. Even when people call over the phone, it can be hard. Mm-hmm. So why not get some expert advice and, you know, yeah. let us help you.
Yeah, Sally's absolutely right. And another thing that we're telling people is, you know, look at your annual notice of change, but some folks may get a letter that their plan is terminated end of the year. So there are service area reductions for some of the carriers where they're eliminating a plan. They might not automatically enroll you in a new plan, so you'll want to give us a call and we can explain what's happening and show you some new options for 2025. But yes, some of the carriers are ending their plan the end of 2024, and so you'll have to choose a new plan. You don't want to be without coverage.
So everybody, call this number, 716-393-3437. That's the main number of the Clarity Group Medicare Plan Centers, which are in Amherst and Depew, Blaisdell, Batavia, West Seneca. You're a stone's throw from any of those offices, or log on to claritygroupny.com. Sal, you're even open on evenings. You come out and you visit folks, you know, who are living in some of our wonderful senior centers. You're everywhere to get the word out. This is a complimentary service, and it only helps people to get more knowledgeable about their health plan for the coming year.
That's right. So we are all around town. We have our 5 locations. But we also, like you said, do senior centers. We do senior apartment buildings. You know, we're always out and about. I know we'll be in Lockport at the Dale Association a few times. We'll be, you know, up towards Niagara Falls. We'll be in all different areas, so even in the Southern Tier. And, you know, we do stay open nights and weekends, so especially this time of year. So if you do need a later appointment or a weekend appointment, just give us a call. We'll fit you in.
Absolutely, you will. Folks, when it comes to our own health care, don't put your head in the sand and say, I guess it'll be okay if I don't go to this appointment. You really, really could be out thousands of dollars. And the Clarity Group, they are the leaders in the industry when it comes to helping you make that choice. And when you leave that appointment, you're going to feel very, very smart about the kinds of decisions you made for yourself. And remember, everybody is unique when it comes to Medicare. You have a certain plan. Your husband may have a certain plan. Nobody takes the exact same thing because it's individualized. So give it some time. Go in and talk to these wonderful folks. You're going to come out smiling, saying, I never knew so much about Medicare in my whole life, and I feel ready for 2025. Clarity Group, 716-393-3437. ClarityGroupNY.com. Get in touch today and be healthier in the next year.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
This program was paid for by Senior Radio.
Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
From town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are advocating for what's right. We're working to increase affordable housing supply and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.